from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, original poetry and a conversation on political activism through art. But first, high school students at Nazareth College and Career Prep talk about colorism in African-American communities.
All right, so basically today we're going to talk about how black or black people. That's going to cover the facts of like team light skin, team dark skin, brown skin, light skin, people thinking which is better, you know, the controversy behind that. So what are y'all feelings on it?
I get a little offended when people say like, oh, you're a pretty dark skin. I'm like, okay, so are dark skins ugly? Because I don't hear a lot, you're a pretty light skin.
Like, it just don't make sense for real, because like Keyshawn was saying earlier, we are all black. At the end of the day, you know, like, they're all going to look at us the same at the end of the day. You know, racism doesn't stop for a light-skinned person.
So I see it as a appreciation of your shade of black. You dig?
I feel it's it,
like,
but, like...
Like, because... You know
why
saying?
Divide each other?
Well, I don't know about other people, but I see it like I'm light-skinned, right? I'm not really light-skinned, just to let y'all know. I'm brown-skinned. Brown-skins are the best. But anyway, I feel like you're just appreciating your shade of black, and, you know, you're upholding your roots.
Next, middle school students participating in Pittsburgh Public Schools Summer Dreamers Academy share original poems.
My name's Henry, I'm 12, and I go to Kappa, and this is my poem, The Words in the Wind. The soft-spoken wind, not whispering, but silently muttering in my ear. His little voice wanders through the air and spills into the people's ears. All the words like little kids running and jumping, the syllables, their parents, calling for them, binding them together. The words softly spoken in the wind only for those to hear.
My name's Amaya, and I go to SciTech. My poem is something I thought about on the top of my head, so... I'll start then. You wake up, it is dark. You wonder why you're in the park. You have a flashback with lights flashing green. You close your eyes, and when you open them, there's nothing to be seen. Everything is pitch black. You feel something touching your back. You scream, no one hears you. Suddenly, you see a deer. But you think something is not right here. You look again. Nothing is clear. A sharp pain you feel maybe in your ear. You see a fire. Burn bright, it lights up the night. But suddenly, it is gone. You hear a bang, and you know something is wrong. You drop to the floor, not alive anymore.
Hello, my name is Eric, and my poem's called My Love. I seen her, wondering, do she see me? Feeling invisible to her eyes, trying not to be weird, feeling like I was never there. I walked over to her and said, will you be my love?
Hi, my name is Oaja. I'm 12 years old and I go to Manchester School. Today I'm going to read a poem to y'all. Roses are red, violets are blue. When I see you, you give me the blues. The sky is blue, the clouds are gray, and when it starts to rain, I stay in all day.
My name is Tristan. I'm 14 and I go to Alderdice High School. This is a poem called Break the Silence about 21 Pilots. As the red eye closes and the yellow eye opens, as the vultures pose in silence, confetti falls through the walls that have kept him for far too long. He must escape to save his faith.
On our last segment, students Serena Zetz and Grace Dorfler talk about political activism through art. Their conversation originally aired during Streaming Justice, a 5-hour Youth Express talk show that aired on Martin Luther King Day.
This is Serena Zetz. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a junior at Pittsburgh Kappa.
This is Grace Dorfler. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a junior at Oakland Catholic High School.
MLK once said that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. With Donald Trump's election, we're in a huge moment of controversy and challenge. So, Grace, what do you think that we can do about that?
I think one thing that we're seeing a lot of is the use of art as activism, whether that be abroad or right here at home. A perfect example would be the musical Hamilton. Lin-Manuel Miranda has really championed the modern civil rights movement.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool to make the connection between artists in the civil rights movement like Nina Simone and how she used music to convey a political message. And then today we see that in not only music with artists like John Legend and other like mainstream artists who are taking political stances, but yeah, definitely in Hamilton as well.
Yeah, and his casting in that show has been very deliberate. It's a really diverse cast. And during the election season, Hamilton spread a very important political message of American diversity and the importance of diversity. For instance, there was the incident when Mike Pence went to see Hamilton, and the cast gave him the message of the importance of celebrating diversity in America.
Yeah, I think that Lin-Manuel Miranda and all of the cast members of Hamilton have done a really good job in showing that diversity is what America's all about, and that completely contrasts Trump's message. What was the quote that the cast said to Mike Pence?
Right. So the actor who plays Aaron Burr, Brandon Victor Dixon, told Pence, "We are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and work on behalf of all of us. All of us." So I think that message that the show inspires people towards social justice and political activism is an important one.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence is extremely anti-LGBT and anti-like funding for HIV testing. And so I think it's really important that the actor who's now playing Hamilton, Javier Munoz, is an openly gay, HIV-positive man. So I think that it's like really important to show that Hamilton represents how intersectional and diverse our country is, and it was really important that they like showed that message to Mike Pence.
And I think that the art as activism plays an important role in Pittsburgh as well. Whether that be in our schools, youth can play an important role in spreading social justice on their school newspapers through Youth Express. Recently, the Warhol Museum hosted Ai Weiwei, who is a very political Chinese dissident.
I go to Kappa, which is the Creative and Performing Arts School, and a lot of students there, including myself, care a lot about social justice and social issues, and we try to incorporate that into our artwork. And so, yeah, they took us on a field trip to see the Ai Weiwei exhibit. And it was just really interesting to see how the themes that are like relevant to our art and activism play out in his work, because he has such a different like experience from me, but a lot of the same issues impact us.
Right. And I think that use of art is something that Martin Luther King would have approved of. And I think that he would encourage young people today to use their voices to spread messages about justice.
Mm-hmm. And one huge part of the civil rights movement was that it was like student driven, with the Student Nonviolence Coordinating Committee and the Children's Crusade. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led a lot of students to fight for these issues, and that they made a huge difference in the fight.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.